You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening. Well done, congratulations. You were just talking there about conditions in your test being less than ideal. Talk me through how it's gone for you.
Absolutely. Just as I was about to go in, the heavens absolutely opened and the rain was coming sideways at us. So, yeah, it wasn't ideal. She was a little bit on her toes. It was quite windy. The flags were flapping in the wind. But, yeah, we just went and enjoyed ourselves. She likes to show off, so it added to it. Yeah.
How does she deal with things like that anyway? When you say those sort of conditions and stuff, what sort of a horse is she at home?
Well, I mean, we all know what the weather's been like this year. If you don't ride in the rain, you don't ride. So we're used to it. We ride in all conditions because, yeah, otherwise...
You have to.
You do.
You can't ride them around your lounge. So talk me through the test. Any particular highlights? Anything we were particularly happy with?
I'm always happy at PSG just to get a clear round. There's so many difficult movements in there, so many areas you can make a mistake. I was particularly pleased with the tempi changes. They're a bit of a highlight. She does enjoy them. She's got big expressive changes. So if we can make them mistake-free, they're her highlight.
She's a beautiful-looking girl, isn't she? How long have you had her?
I've had her for 10 years. We've been a partnership 10 years past January. Had her since she's just about 4-year-old. And, we've been on the journey since novice, through the levels. We're actually doing the Inter 1 tomorrow as well. So it's been a great journey and we're really enjoying ourselves.
And you're clearly enjoying going through those levels as well.
Absolutely. Horses isn't my full-time job. I'm an accountant as well, so it is my hobby. I do it for fun. we are here to enjoy ourselves. We're here for 3.5 days. We're here to have a nice time. You know, yes, we work hard and we put everything into it and we want to do everything we can, but ultimately we want to enjoy ourselves. It's our hobby.
And it's days like this that make it all worthwhile.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We have a saying at home when we're riding in the rain and everything, it's days like today that championships are won and lost.
Absolutely.
When we're putting the hard yards in at home in the rain, you know, so...
So who's at home with you, and then also who do you train with?
I train with Kate Cowell. I've been with Kate for 13 years now. She's absolutely brilliant. She's made my riding to where it is. It was nowhere near where it is now back then. At home, got my husband and two boys. They're 8 and 10, so again, life's full on there.
Yeah. Are they horsey?
Not so much interest. They like the horses. Yeah. They like to be around them and they enjoy them, but no interest in riding. It's more football and rugby and cricket and those sports.
So how many other horses have you got?
We've got 5 at home, 3 that I ride and compete, 1 2-year-old that's coming up. So, you know, you've got to have plenty. Absolutely. In the pipeline.
What makes dressage so special for you? Why this discipline?
I love training. I love the progress. I love building, you know, right from the beginning, from wobbly 4-year-olds to, you know, light Fendi, doing the PSG into one. I just love training them and developing. It's so satisfying and rewarding.
Absolutely. Can you have a glass of champagne tonight?
Just a little one. We're on just before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, right, okay.
So we'll have a small one.
Wait, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.